The Guy Gordon Show on News Talk 760 WJR.
We know that there are a lot of nonprofits that have been hit so hard by the COVID-19 crisis, forced to cancel a lot of fundraisers. People are just not coming in the door. Donations have fallen off. And there was one that particularly touched us because it's one that we've supported a lot over the many years, and that is the Detroit Dog Rescue. And more importantly, we wanted to check in with Christina Rinaldi because there are a lot of animals that are affected by this as well. Because what we have learned is pet owners, as in any economic calamity, and this has turned into that, don't have the wherewithal to take care of their pets. So we have seen incidences of neglect rise. That's the kind of thing that DDR does every day. They patrol for that along with the Humane Society and others. And they're trying to do it with a smaller budget because they've seen gifts plunge in the past couple of months. We connected with Christina Rinaldi, who's the executive director of the Detroit Dog Rescue. Hi, Christina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Just give me a sense and give our listeners a sense of what kind of problems we have seen increase out there for animals in the Detroit area.
Absolutely. So, you know, as some people know or may not know, Detroit Dog Rescue started in 2011 during the foreclosure crisis, where we saw dogs that were being left behind or people calling to surrender their dogs or people who wanted to keep their dogs but didn't have the resources. And for me, I've been with the organization for 10 years. It is kind of like history is repeating itself again. We're getting an influx of calls and requests for, you know, help or for people to surrender their dog. And what we're finding is really they love their dog. They're good owners, but they need resources. The same thing we saw in 2010, 11, and 12. So if we can supply them with food, if we can vaccinate their dog, if we can help in that way, that's what our outreach team is working on doing. So we're taking those calls. If you need food, if you need supplies, you can go to DetroitDogRescue.com. But we're also seeing an influx from the city. You know, we have a relationship with the city of Detroit. They're asking us to take in some of their trauma cases, some of the overflow that they can't handle. So really, we're kind of getting hit from all angles here at Detroit Dog Rescue.
Well, and there's intentional neglect or criminal neglect, and then there is just the unfortunate neglect that comes with the fact that you're going to neglect your own health and other things in a calamity like this. So what else are you seeing out there as you patrol in terms of people that maybe because of a stressful situation are taking it out on their animals?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's a good thing to mention. Not a good thing, but something you brought up is, unfortunately, what we're seeing is people have moved out of homes as well. Maybe they, you know, we're behind on their rent and they have completely left their dog. We're finding dogs that are chained up in backyards, and we're getting calls from neighbors of maybe somebody left a dog in a house, and we're working with Detroit Animal Control to get those dogs out of those houses. But, you know, something else that we're noticing maybe on the rise and we're hearing about and just starting to touch base on this is domestic violence. You know, we're hearing people are quarantined together, and sometimes when tempers flare, they tend to take it out on animals or people that can't defend themselves. And we're hearing that. And one message we want to give out is if you need to surrender your dog due to any kind of domestic violence situation, Detroit Dog Rescue is here. You know, we're never going to pass judgment. We hear these horrible stories of people that tried to get help for their animals and they were not met with kind attitudes. And Detroit Dog Rescue is here to help navigate whatever we can help with. So, you know, like I said, very similar to what we've seen in years past, unfortunately, if people just needing help, needing resources, and we're here in several different ways, and we're here to help. That's the most important thing that I can put out there.
So how can we help you help these people, Christina?
You know, that's a good question, and we never like to do the ask at Detroit Dog Rescue. We always like to highlight the stories, but we need help too. We really do. Today is Giving Tuesday now. And what we're asking is go on DetroitDogRescue.com. When you make a donation today, our friends at Emergency Response Services Incorporated, they're matching all donations up to $10,000 today. So when you go to DetroitDogRescue.com, you'll see you can donate. Your donation will be matched by Emergency Response Services. And, you know, for $15, we can get a 100-pound bag of dog food to give a family so they can keep their dog. you know, for $25 we can vaccinate a dog and get them ready for adoption. Your gifts go such a long way, and we do need help at Detroit Dog Rescue. So DetroitDogRescue.com, you can find information. Whether you need help or you want to help, you can find it all there.
Christina, thanks so much, and we will do that. DetroitDogRescue.com. You guys just do such good work. You're so efficient with the way you treat your donor dollars, and we know it does a world of good in the community.
I
so thanks so much,
and
for what you're doing on behalf of the animals as well.
Thank you so much, and thanks for getting the word out. You guys are always there for us. Thank you.
Well, and don't be afraid to call if you need help either. Take care. It is Giving Tuesday, and WJR is giving local businesses an opportunity.